Thank you, Dr. Shannon. Today I'm going to present a side work that I did with a former graduate student, Dusty Wallace, and my advisor, Scott Hulbert, and Dr. Jan Burke from Crop and Soil Science Department. So before I start talking about the mutant, let me just give you a brief idea about the low precipitation or dry land region of the Pacific Northwest. This region received less than 12-inch annual precipitation. Therefore, all the growers in this region, they practice winter wheat summer fallow rotation, in which they grow only one crop every 2 years. The main purpose of the summer rotation is to retain more moisture in the soil. But unfortunately, at the end of the season, they utilize only about 30% of the stored moisture because they lose about 60 to 65% of this moisture as a result of evaporation. So uncovered ground during summer create a main challenge for the grower and even for the people who live in towns around this area because of the soil erosion and the dust problem. For that reason, several research have been conducted to introduce a new crop to substitute the summer rotation. And as a result of this research, they found that Camelina sativa, which is a crop in the mustard family, is more adapted to this region. And Camelina characterized by different things such as early maturity, you can get crop from plant within 80 days, and also it has drought and freeze tolerance, which canola lack. So, but the main barrier to the adoption of Camelina is the sensitivity of Camelina to residual soil level of acetolactate synthase inhibitor herbicide, which growers use to control broadleaf in winter wheat. As we know, the target for this herbicide is the acetolactate synthase enzyme, and within this group of herbicide or group 2, there are five chemical classes. Most of the growers in this region, they use Bearsuit and Maverick, which rely in EMI and sulfonyl urea group or classes. And there are more than 50 commercial herbicide in this in group 2 herbicide. So from previous research, we know that resistance to ALS inhibitor herbicide can be conferred by 5 amino acid substitution within the acetolactate synthase enzyme. And mutation can confer resistance to one class or different class of ALS inhibitor herbicide. So based on this fact, we decide to use AMS to induce mutation in Camelina, in ALS gene of Camelina, and then screen the mutant or the treated seed for resistant to ALS inhibitor herbicide. Also, we decide to, if we have mutant, we decide to characterize this mutant by cloning ALS gene from both the wild type and the mutant. And also, to examine the ability of this mutant to withstand the ALS herbicide residual in the soil. So we start this work by using two cultivars, Cheyenne and Kalina. Cheyenne is from Montana and Kalina is from Europe. So we treated this with ethan methyl sulfonate, which induced point mutation. And then the M2 population, we grow it out in the field, and we use three classes of ALS inhibitor herbicide, and we use Bearsuit from one class, Maverick and Everest, and we use the recommended dose. So we grow this seed out in the field and just spray it with this herbicide, and this above the, or more than the residual in the soil. So after that, we select all the plants that look resistant in the field, and we transfer it to the greenhouse, and then we self it. After that, from each plant, or we treat each plant as a family, and we grow 48 seedling, and then we re-screen it with the same herbicide that we use in the field. After that, also we cross the mutant to the wild type, and then we solve the F1 population. We advance it to F2 to see the inheritance of this resistance. Also, to clone this gene, we pull out the ALS sequence from the Brassica navis and Camelina microcarpa, and then we align the two sequences together. And from the conserved region, we design degenerative primer to amplify about 1,800 base pair, which cover all the region that were known to confer resistant to ALS inhibitor herbicide. So from the field screening, we found 27 seedling were resistant to pyrsut, while 8 seedling were resistant to sulfonyl urea. Then we grow this in the greenhouse, and we treated with the same herbicide, and we found 4 family were resistant to pyrsut, and only 1 family, which is SM4, were resistant to both pyrsut and Maverick and Everest. So from this picture here, you can see the control and pyrsut. So IM1 has resistance to only to pyrsut, while SM4 was resistant to pyrsut, and it was more resistant to pyrsut than IM1. Also, it has resistance to Maverick and Everest. When we look to the F2 segregation, we grow about 800 seedling from each cross, and then we look to the segregation. When we look to the highly resistant and intermediate resistant and susceptible 1:2:1 ratio, we found that only 2 fit to the model. So there was no significant difference between the observed data and the expected data. Then when we combine the intermediate resistant and complete resistant and use 3:1 ratio, it fit the model. So from this result, we found that this mutation or this resistance conferred by a single codominant gene. Here, when we look to the reduction in plant biomass by using the wild type Kalina and the mutant, we treated with pyrsut, we found that IM1 was 19-fold more resistant than the wild type Kalina. Also, when we use the SM4 mutant and we treated with sulfonyl urea, here we use Maverick, we found that SM4 was more resistant than IM1 and Kalina. So when we use the recommended dose, we found that SM4 was stunted. So based on this result, we decide to clone only SM4. So from the primer that we designed, we were able to amplify about 1,740 base pair fragment from both the DNA and the cDNA. When we compared the sequence, we found that there is 1 mutation at position 1,474. This mutation resulted in amino acid substitution from phenylalanine to leucine. And you can see that when we compare the wild type with the mutant. And this position was previously identified to confer cross-resistance to sulfonyl urea and EMI herbicides. So then we align all the polymorphic nucleotide from 19 clone, and we use DNA extract, DNA and cDNA, and we were able to group these to 6 group. So based on this figure, we found that at least there are 6 alleles for ALS gene, and this may be that's why we see this codominant, or it was difficult for us before to differentiate between homozygous resistant and heterozygous, or highly resistant and intermediate resistant. Then we decide to design marker for this, and when we design marker based on the single nucleotide polymorphism, the marker amplified from both the wild type and mutant. So after that, we decide to convert that to D-cap marker, and the software actually just create a restriction enzyme site around the SNP or around the mutant. And this restriction enzyme recognized by a specific restriction enzyme. So the restriction site usually rely even in the forward or reverse primer. Then we use that marker, and we were able to amplify about 178 base pair from both wild type and mutant. Then when we treat the BCR product with the restriction enzyme, we were able to see two bands. One is 154 and the other one is 178. And that's because the marker amplified from the other allele, not the allele where we have the mutation. So for the future research, we're trying to incorporate this allele into the adapted cultivar. And now we cross these two. We had the cross of the mutant with Cheyenne. Now we have F3. We harvested just from the field. Also, we are trying to grow this mutant out where we have a herbicide residual. Now we have plot with, we just harvest winter wheat, and we know that they spray that with Beyond. So next year we'll grow out this mutant and see how it will react to this residual. By this, I would like to thank Dusty Wallace, a former graduate student who started this work, Dr. Ian, and my advisor, Dr. Scott Hulbert. Also, I would like to thank the Washington State Department of Agriculture and Sun Grant for their support. Also, I would like to thank you, and I would be happy to take your question. Yep.
Change the 578 amino acid.
Yes.
Okay. Doesn't it take three base pairs to code for an amino acid? See, I don't understand why that wasn't like 1600.
So the here we use the Arabidopsis for the numbering. So that's maybe in the Arabidopsis 1700, but this mutation was known in.